eBay's Winter Seller Update is here, and it brings you some increased options and some increased fees. What is up, Galaxians? Welcome to this special episode of the Galaxy CDs Rocks and Flips Reseller Talk podcast. My name is Ryan, and today we are going to cover the new eBay Winter Seller Update, which just dropped this morning. Not to kill the lead, but there are some increased fees along with some increased options. So let's just dive right into this thing. I'm going to cover kind of in two phases here. We're going to go over the highlights of it. And then in the second half, I'll go into a little bit deeper dive into some of the more, what I think are more important pieces of it and how they're going to work. So for starters, improved tools to help you grow your business. This is one we're going to cover in a little more depth here in a minute. Now, new Sell It Faster recommendations and easier access to sale events. So that is good. Feature improvements for you. Stronger protections on your transactions and accounts. Improvements to reduce unpaid items are now going to be extended to seller-initiated offers. Security enhancements added for multi-user account access to assign and share day-to-day work in messaging and setting up advertising and promotions. We're going to cover that a little bit further as well. Run your business more efficiently. Drafts of your listings are now going to be saved for 75 days after their last update, which if you do a lot of drafts, this might be helpful. 75 days seems to me like a long time, but in my business, I don't do drafts. I just list everything right away. If you are someone who does drafts and you're watching on YouTube, you can let me know down in the comments below if this is a feature that is relevant to you, if you think this will be helpful. But they will now be saved for 75 days. And crucially, it's after their last update. So if you go in on day 74 and make an update to that draft, that clock resets and you get a new 75 days. So that's kind of cool. And updates to fees and financials. Here's the bad news. We're invested in building a vibrant marketplace that simplifies selling and helps you reach more buyers. But with rising costs in the market, we've made an adjustment to the per order fee for orders over $10. We're going to cover that in a little more depth as well. There are a few other changes they note that you should know about. They say you've given us feedback on how we can improve your selling experience on eBay, and we're excited to share some additional updates from the last few months. So this is kind of a recap of things they've already done. Getting access to your sold items data is important. Business resource. Now using Terapeak, you can access the last 3 years of sold items data. So that is very, very cool as well. We've also refined product research results by excluding any invalid sales, such as unpaid or canceled items, from those sold results. They say, stay tuned. We're also working on more ways to access data on mobile. So that is cool. Keeping feedback organized and is an important aspect of attracting more buyers. So we've made the following improvements. The most relevant feedback is shown first with the improved default sort. You can go in and change that if you would like to see the most recent, but it is showing the most relevant. I have noticed that on mine, when I go in and look at it, it has been the same literally for months. It's not really updating all that often. You can let me know in the comments down below if you're watching on YouTube what your experience with that is. It's nice to see more interesting and more, I guess, longer feedback comments, but at least in my personal experience, it's not updating really frequently enough to be all that useful. Buyers, as they have told us several times, can now add images to their feedback on listings that have multiple quantities available, so that could be helpful. And replies to feedback are now visible on mobile in the eBay app and on desktop, so that is an improvement. Shipping improvements, they note, we've been making great strides to ensure you have the best value and experience when shipping your items. We've expanded eBay standard envelope into more categories. We've upgraded our shipment tracking experience so that buyers have better delivery expectations for multi-legged programs like eBay International Shipping. And we've included guidance during shipping exceptions so that next steps are clear when something goes wrong. Plus, they note, we've included this update for all buyer return shipments, making it easier for you to track those packages. Improvements to help you manage your listings. We've made improvements to the listing experience. You'd probably get some pushback from a lot of sellers on whether the changes have actually been improvements or not, but they have made a ton of changes. We're providing you with a free shipping prompt on your main listing draft, making it easier for you to offer this to your buyers. I don't do free shipping. The reason I don't is because shipping rates are literally changing every 6 months, and that is just added cost to me. I've got items that I've had listed for 2 and sometimes 3 years that are just long tail inventory that if I was still offering free shipping based on its original listing price would be grossly underpriced for the new shipping rates. So you, again, if you're watching on YouTube, let me know down in the comments below what you think of that. Also, they note if you need to change a listing's category, we'll include the most relevant item specifics for your listing. That is true, although a lot of people don't like all those item specifics. And finally, we know you're accessing your orders on the eBay mobile app, and it's a valuable way to manage your business. Now you're able to sort orders by custom SKU, making it easier to find inventory, and you can also sort by buyer, allowing you to easily combine items for shipping. So if you do shipping on mobile, they've added some additional features there. So that's mostly just a recap of stuff that has already happened. So let's dive into some of this stuff in a little bit deeper way, and let's just get the bad news out of the way right away. Our per order fee is changing. We've kept our per order fee consistent since we started processing payments in 2020, but due to rising costs, we're making an adjustment to this fee. This change will enable us to continue to improve our marketplace so you and your buyers can have the best experience on eBay. What you need to know, this begins on March 15th of this year. The per order fee on all orders over $10 will increase from 30 cents to 40 cents across all categories. So, and this does include shipping and tax. So this is going to be, I'm going to say, a majority of orders. There might be some really, really inexpensive stuff that you'll be able to sell without getting this fee. But by the time you add in shipping and taxes, I feel like a significant portion of orders are going to qualify for this new additional 10-cent fee. They give an example. If you sell a trading card for $25, including shipping and tax, you'll now pay a fee of $3.71 instead of $3.61, an increase of 10 cents. We understand this change could impact the economics of selling lower priced items. That's why orders for $10 and under, there'll be no change, and you'll continue to be charged the current rate of 30 cents. Again, I don't know, even in my case, with a lot of $4.99 and $5.99 books, by the time you put shipping and tax on them, they're over 10 bucks. So this, I mean, it's 10 cents. I guess really in the scheme of things, it's not that big a deal. My initial impression is that this will cost me maybe $8 or $10 a week, which doesn't sound like much, but you multiply it by 52 weeks a year, and suddenly you're up around $400 or $500 a year in additional fees. So not great. It could be worse. They didn't increase any of the percentages on final value fees or anything like that. Just a flat 10 cent increase on orders $10 or more. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, let me know in the comments below how you feel about that. I can already imagine what those comments will probably look like. But anyway, moving on. Some tools to help you grow your business. You can sell faster with new active listing features. Some of this is actually pretty cool. We're committed to simplifying how you sell. They say we're bringing more selling tools and tips right where you spend your time, your Seller Hub, Active Listings tab, and importantly, the eBay app. Sellers with a basic or higher store subscription can now seamlessly create markdown sale events directly from the Active Listings tab. So that could be pretty useful if you do a lot of promotions like that. Plus, all sellers will start seeing personalized recommendations on the Active Listings tab with actionable steps to help you sell your items faster. I haven't seen any of that yet. That'll be interesting to see what they're recommending. I would imagine a lot of it will be recommending that you go in and add some of those item specifics to help with the search and with the algorithm, but we'll see what that looks like. The first one, again, creating the sales from the Active Listings and the eBay app. Basic or higher eBay store subscribers already have access to a variety of great promotional tools, including markdown sale events. I use these every month. Anything that I have in my inventory that is over 365 days old is involved in some kind of promotion, ranging from generally 15% all the way to 50 or 60% off, trying to move old inventory. And I move a ton of stuff every month using those promotions. So if you're not using the sale markdown events and you've got some older inventory, pro tip, I recommend that you go in there and try some of that and see if you can't flush out some of that old inventory. Now, eBay store subscribers can create sale events and add items to existing sale events directly from the Seller Hub Active Listing tabs on desktop. Previously, you could only create those from the marketing tab. So this is, in theory at least, a quicker and easier way to add items to your sale. The update means you can quickly identify items you want to include in a sale event and take action while you are just checking on your active listings. This feature is already available on desktop, and in the coming weeks, you'll also be able to create sale events on the eBay app when viewing your active listings, making it even easier to manage your sale events when you're on the go. So that is a win. I like that. I don't know how it will affect my workflow because of the things that I typically put on sale. I'm trying to bracket particular windows of time. So doing that from active listings for me probably is not going to be that big a deal. But for others, this is potentially a game changer for promotions. New Sell It Faster recommendations. All sellers will see new Sell It Faster recommendations on your Seller Hub active listings when we identify specific listings that we think will benefit from certain actions. We've already started showing recommendations to send offers to buyers for eligible listings. Now, when you choose to act on those recommendations, you'll see an updated experience that allows you to set up automated offers based on considerations like category, price, and condition. So this is kind of the, I'm sending an offer to one person. Do I want to send that same offer to everybody else in the future that qualifies kind of thing? Could be helpful. I don't necessarily know that I will use that, but it is a nice option. As part of our goal to simplify and empower your selling, we're working toward giving you more data-backed Sell It Faster recommendations aimed at helping you improve your listing quality and run more effective marketing campaigns. Keep an eye, they say, on your active listings. You'll start seeing Sell It Faster recommendations that could benefit from offers to buyers. Give those recommendations a try. And the last thing that they're updating is some seller protections, improve features to delegate more tasks and protect your business. So if you're unlike me, a one-man operation, and you do have people that are doing listings or handling customer service or doing shipping on your behalf, these are new protections going into place to help protect your account from hackers or any other issues. What you need to know. We've enhanced multi-user account access to enable you to assign more kinds of tasks to your team members and added authenticator apps as a method for two-step verification. That is cool. This will provide you with a secure login experience across multiple devices and accounts and add a layer of protection to your eBay account. They say you can now delegate more tasks, boost your productivity, and run your business more efficiently by securely assigning a wider range of work that includes messages. You can authorize other users to manage your inbox and the messages you send to other members of the community on your behalf. Advertising campaigns, you can enable other users to create, modify, and manage advertising campaigns. Promotions, you can again give other users the permission to manage promotions for your listings and associated buyer groups. And lastly, the eBay Vault. Grant authorized users the permission to access your eBay Vault so they can add cards and create listings for cards on your behalf. So if you are someone who does multi-user access, you've got a team of people working for you, these features should, in theory, all be very beneficial for you. They note they have added two-step verification with authenticator apps like Google Authenticator and that sort of thing. So you and other approved users on your account can enjoy a safe and seamless login process. An authenticator app helps us verify your identity with device-bound, time-based, one-time passcodes, otherwise known as OTPs, that reduce the risk of unauthorized access to your account. It is also more secure than traditional methods such as SMS, voice, or email OTPs. So when you try to sign into something and they send you that little code, the authenticator app is a quick one-time code that generally they cycle about every 30 seconds and then they expire and they're no longer valid. So I use it for Mercari and several other sites. So if you don't have an authenticator app, this might be something to look into. You can get started by enrolling in multi-user account access and enable other users to set up their own login credentials. For more information, there is a link on the help page. I will link to all of these breakdowns in the show notes and the video description down below so you can quickly access all of this. We recommend enabling two-step verification and selecting Authenticator app as your verification method for each user account. During this process, each user will need to provide their credentials. For detailed instructions on setting it up, there is a step-by-step guide, which will, of course, also be linked. And that, my friends, is essentially the Winter Seller update. There's not really a ton of stuff there, but there are some interesting additions for marketing and promotions, for seller protections, and for most people, the key takeaway, I'm sure, is going to be the fee increase, which is, it's almost been inevitable that it was going to happen at some point. I've talked about on this show on numerous occasions that one of the only ways that these companies can make more money with essentially what are diminishing seller bases and diminishing user bases in general is to increase the fees somehow. Every time there's a postal or shipping increase, they get a little bit more money too. But this fee increase, unfortunately, was something that I've been talking about for some time that I foresaw, and you probably did too, if you're being completely honest with yourself. So it's not ideal. It's 10 cents. It's for bigger volume sellers, it is going to accumulate. I sell anywhere from 3,600 to 4,500 transactions a year. That's going to add up to be a significant amount of money for me. Like I said, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $400 to $500 over the course of a year. So 10 cents doesn't sound like a lot individually, but it does accumulate if you're selling a lot of transactions. So again, if you're watching on YouTube, let me know down in the comments below. I always want to hear what other people think of these updates that eBay and the other platforms do. So please feel free to share. Thank you, as always, for spending a little bit of time of your day with me for this update. And now it's time to sell. Thanks, guys.
You have been listening to the Galaxy CDs Rocks and Flips Reseller Talk podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will catch you again next time.